The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There's an unbelievable story, and if this doesn't break your heart, I don't know what will. Not only that, it's perfect for tonight. Camp Simcha. Camp Simcha. Camp for children with terminal illness, which you would think would be a very depressing place. I mean, think about this logically. You're taking the sickest kids you can possibly find, and you're putting them all into one camp together. That's no fun. Everyone will tell you, integrate them. Try to put them with regular kids so that they can feel normal. They know they're not. Kids aren't stupid. You're not convincing them otherwise. And if there was a more perfect name for a camp, I've never heard it. Camp Simcha. I'm going to tell you one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard from Camp Simcha. A boy walks into camp. Now the counselors over there seem like a bunch of nuts. They walk around in clown costumes all day long. They walk around face painted and crazy all day long, looking like they're having the time of their life, when in reality, they're in the worst situation you could ever be in. They're getting close to people who they don't know if they're going to be around in another few months. These are not trained adults. These are not MSWs. These are not nurses. These are teenagers who are giving up their summers to go and work with these kids. You know, I don't even know how they do it. In my line of work, the only way I get through day to day, the only way I stay up to 3 a.m. with my guys is because I know it's making a difference to them. I know I'm helping. How do you just sit by knowing you can't do anything? This always bothered me. How do you do that? You have no power over this. No power whatsoever. Chas v'chalila, this boy might not be there in another month. He might not be there tomorrow. And you're putting all this energy in. And then I heard this story. His counselor met his boy the first day of camp. And his counselors are given an entire list of things to make sure it gets done. Everything looks like it's free, happy, and dandy in Camp Simcha. It's calculated to a science. This pill, this time, he has to be at the infirmary at this time. Nurses, doctors, everything is right there. Everything is right there. Sure enough, he spends the entire summer with this boy. This boy with a serious terminal illness. End of the summer comes. He's helping the boy pack up. They became very close. They had an amazing summer together. He's helping the boy pack up. He pulls out a valise from underneath the bed, and a big box of pills fall out. And he picks it up, and it's full. Kids cannot miss their medication in this camp. He turns white. He realizes he's getting fired. There's no question here. He overlooked the most important thing you cannot overlook. But it doesn't matter. He ran to the infirmary. And he goes to the nurse, and he goes to the doctor. He's like, I found these. And he's shaking. The nurse looks, and she's like, this is impossible. Looks at the date. She says, bring me the other medication. Brings him all the medication. She said, this is not possible. She calls him the doctor. He looks, big smile breaks across his face, and he says, this is impossible. And the counselor says, what? Is he going to be okay? And the doctor says, he's going to be more than okay. The illness that this boy had was excruciating. Excruciatingly painful. He had to be on the highest dose of painkillers you can imagine. And here they are. The entire thing full. His whole 2 months supply for the summer. Full. The summer, there's not a full 2 months, but his full supply of the summer. Full. He didn't take one. So the counselor said, I don't understand. What does that mean? The doctor smiled at the counselor and he says, that means that you're very, very, very good at what you do. This kid was so besimcha, the entire time he was there, he didn't even notice that he was in pain. The power of simcha is so immense, so incredibly immense, it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. It goes on and on and on. It breaks anything we know about the physical. It breaks all the rules. A happy person, someone who is truly besimcha, cannot be touched. literally cannot be touched. There is nothing you can do.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org